Protect the Harvest is an advocacy group that was started in Missouri 5 years ago to fight back against animal rights activists working at the state level to restrict the rights of farmers and ranchers to do their jobs. Executive Director Brian Klippenstein says, ultimately, they're making sure we have enough food to continue to feed a growing population.
Protect the Harvest began in the year 2010 when some activist groups brought millions of dollars and some bad policy to Missouri to put it on the ballot before the voters. They were telling their story, and the producers weren't telling their story. As far as who we serve, we work with agricultural producers, but the people we serve ultimately are the consumers. We have 7 billion people right now, and there are going to be 9 billion people, even in my lifetime. We have to double the world's food supply, producers do, in the next 35 years. And we have to double the world's food supply using fewer resources, less land, less water, less energy, smaller carbon footprint. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of technology, a lot of modernized practices and unity. Yet, unfortunately, technology is made out as the enemy. Hunger's the enemy, not technology.
Klippenstein, who spoke at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Summit in Kansas City last week, says Protect the Harvest is now involved in policy issues across the country.
We just finished a successful ballot initiative in Missouri with a narrow victory in Missouri, and that was on the heels of a North Dakota farming rights amendment to their constitution. It is now, after action that was taken in Oklahoma, it's on the ballot before the voters for next year in the fall of 2016. We're also very active and concerned with the model, what's going on in California. It's a long story, but you essentially have California state government dictating farming practices, not just in California, but across the country. It's probably unconstitutional, which is the reason Attorney General Coster is leading a bipartisan group of attorneys general, seven of them, suing California. They're currently in federal court. We anticipate federal legislation to remedy that because we simply can't have 50 different states led by California dictating national agricultural policy. That was a role reserved for the United States federal government, and properly so.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.